Caribbean Report.
The chairman of Suriname's National Assembly doubts whether 100 days is enough time to prepare for new elections.
I don't think it is possible. If they start tomorrow, if they start this week, perhaps they can do it. If they start later, they cannot do it because they have so many formalities they have to take care about it.
In Haiti, the results of their National Assembly elections looks good for President Aristide. And as the new year begins, Trinidad's NAR party finds itself in increasing turmoil. On Christmas Eve, the Surinamese military seized power from the civilian government, the second time in 10 years. There are suggestions that Army Commander Desi Boutazé, who resigned shortly before the coup and who has now returned to head the armed forces, was behind the coup. But what does this mean for the future of civilian governments in Suriname? I telephoned Jagannath Lachman, chairman of the Surinamese National Assembly, to ask him if he had any confidence in the promise issued by the military that elections would be held within 100 days.
I don't think it is possible. But they have promised if they start tomorrow, if they start this week, perhaps they can do it. But if they start later, they cannot do it because they have so many formalities they have to take care about it.
There have been some suggestions that they'll use this period to strengthen their control over the country and not move towards free and fair elections.
We will have a fair election. After all, they have promised a fair, secret and a fair and general election. So they have to do that. I think they will do that because they have done that in 1987. And so I suppose they will do that. If they don't do that, we're going to ask, after all, foreign people to come and look about it.
Does the position of the Bush Negroes change under this new government?
I don't know what they. I haven't heard about it, but what I have read in the newspaper that Mr. Brunswick is very much pleased with the new president.
You think that peace will come to the country in the beginning of the year, as was predicted before?
I think the peace will come as soon as possible. Yes, I think that it will come soon now.
The vice president, Mr. Weidenbosch, some people are suggesting that he's just a sort of Trojan horse figure for the army's interests, and that's all he'll represent there.
Well, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's a civilian, he's not a military.
Are you confident that elections will take place in the time constituted?
Sure, and it's not a promise only by Mr. Weidenbosch, it's a promise here in the public, here in the assembly. So a promise is a promise to the people. That is the reason that the resignation of the old government. That is the reason why they resigned.
And what role is the army likely to play in these elections?
In the election, no, I don't think they will play any because I think they will have we are supposed to have a very fair election here.
That's the view from the chairman of the National Assembly. But what do the workers think of the military coup? I asked Roy Hafkamp, First General Secretary of the General Confederation of Surinamese Trade Unions.
We made a statement which is published where we say that we condemn this military takeover. There is a constitution, and based on the constitution, this can't be the way to act against government. We also said in the statement that we have problems with the government in view of the development of the country the way they did. But we said this is not the way you should handle. Yes, there are other ways we can use to let the government understand that there must be a change.
You say the unions had disagreements with the government of President Shankar. Any suggestion that the unions are just glad to see him go?
No. That's not what we suggested. What we said is that there had to be a change in their policy due to the development of the country.
What sort of change were the unions looking for?
No, a change whereby there will be a better development in the country, social, economical, together with the people, together with the other organizations, we were willing to work together with the government to bring a change in the social and economic system.
Are you confident that an election will be held within the 100-day period?
We hope so. We hope so. Because we don't know if they will be, it will be possible for them to organize everything so that the elections will take place in, within the 100 days. But we hope that there will be elections soon.
So there's no suspicion on your part that the military wants to keep control of the government and get rid of civilian governments altogether?
No, we don't think so.
I mean, what sort of government would you like to see elected? What sort of government do the trade unions want to see in place?
No, a government which is representing the people of the Republic of Suriname. Like we had elections and there were free elections and everybody who can go and elect, yes? So that's what we want. That is based on the Constitution.